The Theater School at DePaul University presents The Wong Kids and the Secret of the Space Chupacabra Go by Lloyd Suh. Director, Koya Paz. Movement/fight designer, Mark Frost. Movement coach, Patrice Eggleston. Vocal coach, Phil Timberlake. Scenic designer, Paloma Loxon. Costume designer, Isabel Lorson. Lighting designer, Caitlin Leigh Thompson. Sound designer, Agata Pasia. Technical director, Shane Kelly. Dramaturg, Brianna Schwartz. Stage manager, Danny Fender. Running September 27th through November 3rd, 2018. First commissioned and produced by Children's Theater Company Minneapolis, developed in the Ma Yi Writers Lab, Ma Yi Theater Company, New York. Produced by special arrangement with plays for young audiences. Cast in order of appearance. Violet, played by Harmony Zhang. Bruce, played by Johnny Tran. Stinson/Wolfenwolf/Gimbop, played by Eamon Hurd. Mars/Great Prognosticator/Goiza, played by Layla Rodriguez. Mailman/Bandersnatch/Imperious Canute, played by Garrett Young. Nobody/Wolfenwolf/Queeguin, played by Christina Ufrat. Place and time, Earth, Grixnew, Space, and Beyond. This production includes the use of strobe lights. This play will be performed without intermission. Director's note. In The Wong Kids, Bruce and Violet Wong travel to space to save the world, only to find that the real distance they need to travel is within themselves. Like so many people their age, Bruce and Violet have learned the hard way that growing up is a slow and uncomfortable process. Things are suddenly different, and they aren't even sure when it happened, but they feel weird and left out and different and bored and ignored and all too aware of everything that is wrong with them. And there are also two of the only Asian students at their school, something Bruce thinks shouldn't matter, but Violet is especially aware of as she navigates the complicated world of middle school popularity. Regardless of our own cultural backgrounds, we can probably all relate to wanting to be, as Violet says, special but not different. All of us want to find ways to excel, to shine, and to be accepted for who we are, as we are. Like the Wong Kids, I believe each of us is hiding a superpower, something we may not yet have discovered, but which has the potential to make the world a safer, healthier, more joyful place. We find our strength in each other, in accepting our differences, and in trusting what the world has to teach us, knowing that sometimes even the smallest lessons make a difference. Farkian New Frogs, anyone? Koya Paz. Dramaturgy note. Lloyd Suh's The Wong Kids and the Secret of the Space Chupacabra Go takes the audience on a journey to another planet to meet aliens, destroy evil, and confront their inner demons. Violet and Bruce Wong are normal kids until their alien neighbors, Mars and Stinson, call upon these siblings to travel to their home planet of Grixnew and do the impossible, defeat the evil space chupacabra. This monster devours anything it encounters that's different from itself. It won't stop until it has achieved total galactic destruction, which only the Wong Kids can prevent. This story doesn't just depict an epic battle for the survival of the universe. It also makes history as Chicago Playworks and the Theater School at DePaul University's first play to foreground Asian American characters. It marks the first play I have ever worked on that speaks to my experience as an Asian American woman. When I was a kid, I didn't get to see many stories told by actors who looked like me. I can only remember two television programs with Asian American leads. Disney Channel's American Dragon, Jake Wong and Wendy Wu, Homecoming Warrior. Both contain characters and plots centering on characters grappling with their Asian identities. These coming-of-age stories involved elements of fantasy that drew from and exoticized Asian stereotypes. Wendy Wu had to train in martial arts to fulfill her destiny as a reincarnated warrior. Jake Long had to shapeshift into a dragon. These characters weren't relatable, and they weren't nuanced. As a preteen, I wasn't thinking specifically about my identity as an Asian American girl. I was just thinking about how nobody understood me, just like Violet does when she abandons Bruce for nobody, the only person who understands her, on the planet of anything else. When I was Violet's age, I also thought that nobody understood me. Suh developed this play in collaboration with Ma Yi Theater, a company whose work helps Asian American artists to stake new creative territories by pushing Asian American theater beyond easily identifiable markers. What I love about Bruce and Violet is that they don't adhere to reductive tropes. They don't need to do karate or transform into dragons. Suh allows these characters to just be kids and intergalactic adventurers. Like Violet, I found the people who understand me the full, complicated version of me. They're telling stories like Crazy Rich Asians and to all the boys I've loved before. I'm finally seeing myself reflected on stage and on screen, and I'm finally ready to face my own space chupacabra. Brianna Schwartz.